The 27 challenges managers face. Step-by-step solutions to nearly all of your management problems. Author, Bruce Tulgan. As a new leader, on day one, you have two critical missions: to establish yourself as a strong, highly engaged leader, and to learn who's who and what's what. Challenge one, going from peer to leader. Start out strong for sure, but also with maturity and balance. You don't need to justify why you are now the boss. You have to acknowledge the big change and assume command of the team. Challenge 2, when coming from the outside of the organisation. As the outsider, you've got to figure out who's who on the team. Meanwhile, you're going to be hot on the trail of figuring out what's what. Start looking for resources from which you can start teaching yourself. Challenge 3, bringing together a new team. You are as new to the situation as the rest of the team and will have to create a rigorous orientation program for yourself, as any new manager of team would, coming in from the outside. Challenge 4, welcoming a new member. No matter how great the new member may be, he or she is only human, needs to be managed more closely at first than you would probably guess. Managers have to be prepared to spend a lot of time at the outset working closely with the new member. Challenge 5. Employees have a hard time managing time. Employees almost always want more free time and more control over their own schedules, while managers typically see employees' time as a business resource to be optimised. If the job can be done within a flexible schedule, there's no sense in fighting unnecessarily battles about adherence to a specific schedule. Challenge 6, interpersonal communication. Over the years, we've helped many organisations develop clear standards for interpersonal communication, what we call a code of conduct, based on this list of best practices. Challenge 7, an employee needs to get organised. Insist that this person get retrained on the system. Then follow up in one-to-ones to make sure they're practicing after the retraining, and then investing the time in making the transition to using the new system. Challenge 8. An employee needs to get better at problem solving. The most common job aid is a simple checklist. If you do not already have a good job aid at your disposal, then you need to start working with your direct reports to create some. Challenge 9. Increasing productivity. Managers are the performance coaches. They need to be able to coach their employees on how to get their work done faster. You need to conduct with your employees a time and motion study of each task in question. Once you increase the speed of one task, move on to the next. Challenge 10. When you have an employee who needs to improve quality, review the employee's work in progress and completed work product. Watch the employee do the task in question multiple times. Check the employee's every concrete action in the process against the best practices. Step by step, concrete action by concrete action. Challenge 11. Going the extra mile. Let people know exactly what it would look like for them to go the extra mile in their particular roles. By making the opportunity to go the extra mile concrete, you give a lot more people the chance to excel in ways they might not have ever come up with on their own. Challenge 12. Employees are not doing creative work. Creative work is new and comes from the imagination. It's the expression of an idea. The more original, the better. Creative work can be really valuable. There is always the potential to inject creativity into almost any action. Challenge 13. When the employee you are managing knows more than you do. Start learning by managing that person closely. If you're managing a professional, then you need to know what the professional and the industry standards are for performance. Challenge 14. Attitude adjustment. When an employee starts seeming like someone with a bad attitude, you need to start talking about that in your regular one-to-one dialogue with that person. Challenge 15. Conflicts among individuals in your team. If you don't have clear, regularly enforced standard operating procedures, You leave room for clashes of style and preference. Challenge 16. When an employee has personal issues at home, make sure you respect that individual's right and privacy. Understand that the employee might have to take some time off. Challenge 17. When there is a superstar, you need to keep engaged. Invest in your superstars in every way you possibly can. Pay the superstars what they're worth, especially when they go the extra mile, even if it's more than you pay their counterparts who produce less. Challenge 18. When you have a superstar, you want to retain. Don't wait for your superstars to start thinking about leaving before you start asking, "What can we do to keep you?" You can be flexible and generous. Challenge 19. How to lose superstars in a good way. Some employees, once they decide to leave, feel it's best to make it a quick and clean break. But for the superstar, with whom you want to remain on very good terms going forward, make it a long goodbye to facilitate a good succession plan, comprehensive knowledge transfer, and a smooth transition. Challenge 20. Moving superstars to the next level. When you're looking for new leaders, focus first on those with real technical talent, those superstars who are really good at their jobs and really into it. These are the individuals who have demonstrated their commitment to their work and careers. Teach that new leader how to do the people work and then support and guide them in the role. Challenge 21. Managing constant change and uncertainty. The faster things change, the faster you need to communicate. In a constant change situation, you need to stay plugged into your best sources of information through your ongoing one-to-one dialogues. Challenge 22. Managing under resource constraints. Make resource planning a regular part of your regular one-to-one dialogue with every direct report. Don't make the mistake of leaving your employees to their own devices to figure out how to get the resources they need to get their jobs done. Challenge 23. Managing through interdependency. It's a complicated for the employee and for you when you're managing an employee who answers to other bosses besides you or waits for another individual to finish some piece of the puzzle before they can complete their tasks. Make sure you minimize dependency as much as possible. Challenge 24. Managing around logistical hurdles. We know it's not easy to practice the fundamentals with rigor and consistency. To get going, you need to overcome three big hurdles. First, you have to make the transition, which may require that you find new reserves of energy, conviction, and follow-through. Second, getting back to fundamentals usually requires a big upfront investment of extra time. Third, you have to use discipline and focus to consistently spend your management time where it should be spent, upfront. Challenge 25. Managing across differences in language and culture. In your own organization, you can maintain communication by using translation tools. Use a translator or guide whenever you can. Take a crash course in a nation's language and culture. Challenge 26. Renew your relationship with a disengaged employee. The one-to-ones are your regular, recurring opportunity and feedback about the work and to require the employee to report verbally and in writing on exactly how the performance is lining up with its expectations. Challenge 27. Renew your commitment to being an engaged manager. Prepare yourself psychologically, technically, by gathering some intelligence on your employees, start keeping a people list, research possible tracking system to monitor, measure and document each employee's performance, start working on a preliminary schedule for your regular one-to-ones. You need to be prepared to discuss the impending management change with people in a positive manner.